You're in for a real treat. Very funny man. Please welcome Mr. Bill Hicks.
Thank you. Anyway, it's good to be here. Recording an album tonight and tomorrow, so you're on the album. If you can make a little more noise than that, that would be... There you go. That's what we want to hear on the fucking album. Don't worry. Funny material and laughter will be dubbed in later. So, hey, you know, why pressure ourselves? It is good to be here. I am from Houston, Texas originally. I moved up here a year ago. And thanks. No, it's that warmth I've come to know on the island. It is my object to be stared at like a dog that's just been shown a card trick. I don't want to think. So, first thing I noticed when I came up here was, of course, the homeless situation. Now, I'm no bleeding heart, okay? But when you're walking down the streets of New York City and you're stepping over a guy on the sidewalk who, I don't know, might be dead, does it ever occur to you to think, wow, maybe our system doesn't work? Does that question ever bubble up out of you? I mean, if it was only a couple of bums, I'd think, well, they're fucking bums. But there's thousands of these fucking guys. I mean, I'm running like a bum hurdle down the fucking... the 100-yard bum hurdle. Watch out, guys. Here we go. Hey, you got any money? Hey, you got any money? Hey, you got any money? Ooh, whoa. I tipped that last guy, but it's okay. I didn't tip him over. That hurdle counts. And I had no idea there was thousands of these guys. You know what I mean? So when I first moved here, I'm walking down the street, and all I get is... you know, 10, 15 guys per block.
You got any money?
I was like, yeah, I do. Thanks for reminding me. It feels great. See ya. I thought they were like asking about my wealth. You know, are you okay? You got money? You calling your mom? Your health all right? Yeah, boy, people in New York are so friendly. Man, some of these guys, though, they look healthy. I don't get it. They're just fucking bums. You know what I mean? Very idea. They want me to just give them the hard-earned money. My folks send to me every week. Fuck. You leech, get a job, man. My dad works 8 hours a day for this money. God damn it, I'll get on a soapbox right on the street. I will. The nerve of these people. I mean, I had to cut the lawn every Saturday for 15 years for a fucking quarter. This guy comes out from behind a dumpster and wants a cut of my action, you know? Shit, where were you when I was edging? You ever have the one that flips on you, that turns psycho on you? Because I give them quarters, and sometimes I don't have any fucking change, and I'm not going to break a 20 for a bum, okay? I've got a life. And, you know, they ever have the one that turns on you? Hey, could you help me out? Sorry, I don't have anything. Motherfucker! Whoa, whoa, where's my checkbook? Hold on. Is that Mr. Bum? How do I make it out? Capital vagrant? What? I didn't know you were a psycho. Definitely wasn't your personality that put you in the street, was it? Jesus, they got balls, man. One of them said to me, you know, I said, sorry, I don't have any money, man. Thanks for nothing, buddy. You don't know what it's like to be broke. Oh, yeah, I do. That's why I work. I know exactly what it's like. You sleep on the pavement, you dig through the garbage for food, and you bum money from strangers. Am I right? That is what I do. See ya. I feel very sorry for these guys because I don't know why they're bums. Do you know why they're bums? No one asks. When the guy's digging through the garbage, no one ever goes up, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you digging through the garbage? They're just psychos. You know, and some of them, you got any money? You got a quarter? Hey, for the same quarter, I can get that bum to squeegee my window. You know what I mean? I'm on a comparatively bum shop. I want the most for my bum quarter. God damn it. I mean, and I want a receipt. That's how you get rid of them. Get a receipt, you know?
Here. Thanks.
Some people, oh, don't give them any money. It's probably for drugs or alcohol. Well, yeah, you've never been a fucking drug addict then. Drugs are pretty important to a drug addict. Goddamn right, it's for drugs, lady. And if I don't get them, I'm going to cut your fucking heart out and eat it in front of you. Well, you put it that way. Ding! Blanky. So I feel very sorry for these guys, because I was an alcoholic. I quit drinking 2 years ago. I could have been a bum. Anybody could be a bum. All it takes is the right girl, the right bar, and the right friends, man. And you are well... Oh, your buddies will see you off, goddammit. They'll christen your dumpster for you. Embarrassing drinker I was. I get pulled over by the cops. I'd be so drunk, I'd be out dancing to their lights, thinking I'd made it to another club. Turn the music up! Hey, what is this, a leather bar? Hey. I'm not into this, you faggot. Oh, shit. You guys go all out. Man, I don't even want to chance that, too. The attitude's changed. A little too serious. Remember 10 years ago, if you got pulled over and you'd been drinking, a cop came up to your car. Son, you been drinking? Yeah. Oh, sorry to bother you. Hope I didn't bring your buzz down any. All right, get on out of here and have a good time. Bye-bye. Back in the car, Tommy. It's just a drunk guy behind the wheel of an automobile. Come on.